I'd like to call the conference committee to order this morning on House Bill 137 at 8:33 on May the 5th, 2016. We're in room 208 of the Bill Ray Center, and if I could get the secretary to call the roll, please.
Representative Nadia?
Here.
Representative Tarr?
Here.
Chair Tallarico?
Here.
Senator Stoltz?
Here.
Senator Stevens?
Here.
Chair Giesel?
Here.
Thank you.
And thank you all very much for being here. Certainly appreciate it this morning. The conference committee is operating under uniform rule number 42, so public testimony will not be taken. And adoption of the conference committee report requires an affirmative vote by a majority of the membership from each house. So we have two versions of the bill before the committee. One is House version, the committee substitute for House Bill number 137, Finance, is amended. And the Senate version is Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 137, Finance, amended Senate. And at this time, I would entertain a motion to adopt the House version of the bill from Representative Nagy.
Mr. Chair, I move that the conference committee adopt the House version of the bill.
Object.
Thank you. There's been an objection. And is there any comments from the committee? I'm seeing none. The motion before the committee is the adoption of the House version, which is 29-LS0625/S.A. And would the secretary call the roll?
Representative Nadia?
Yes.
Was that a yay or nay?
Yay, yay.
Thank you. Representative Tarr?
Yes.
Chair Tallarico?
No.
For the House, two yay, one nay. Senator Stoltz?
No.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Chair Giesel?
No.
For the Senate, zero yay, three nay.
Thank you. So on a vote of two yays, four nays, conference committee has failed to adopt the House version. Senator Giesel, could I have a motion to adopt the Senate version of the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move that the conference committee adopt the Senate version of House Bill 137.
Okay, and I'll object. Is there any discussion? I'm seeing none. Would the secretary call the roll, please?
Representative Nadia?
Yes.
Representative Tarr?
No.
Chair Tallarico?
No.
For the House, one yay, two nay. Senator Stoltz?
No.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Chair Giesel?
No.
For the Senate, zero yay, three nay.
Thank you. So our vote total by a vote of one yay and five nays. Conference committee has failed to adopt the Senate version. And with that, I'll give a description of at least where I think we're at right now. I believe that the House approved of most of the changes made by the Senate, except for a particular amendment that was adopted on the Senate floor, which added Section 29 to the current version of the bill. And that was meant to deal with some unintended consequence of some Board of Game regulations that deal with black bears here in Southeast. But it ended up restricting the allocation. One, for example, would be the brown bear hunts for non-residents accompanied by guides in Kodiak, which effectively cut the number of those guided hunts in half. And there are a few other areas. One that I can think of, particularly in my district, is in the Toke Mountains, where there's an allocation for some sheep hunts, which would make some changes. And those certainly weren't, those are unintended consequences of that particular amendment. That certainly wasn't the intention, or it's my understanding, that wasn't the intention to do that. So we have been working on some compromise language, but in order to incorporate that particular language, the committee will need limited powers of free conference. And Senator Giesel, could you please outline the proposed solution in front of us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do want to make sure it's clear to committee members that the proposed solution has been discussed and negotiated, if you will, with the maker of the amendment on the Senate side. So the changes proposed would remove Section 29 from the Senate version of the bill, and it would replace Section 29 with reporting requirements on the game opportunities for residents and non-residents. At the fundamental level, Mr. Chairman, this is a revenue bill, and the amendment deals with allocation issues. So adding this reporting requirement will meet the original intent of that floor amendment, but without the unintended consequences of Section 29. So to do all of this, we do need limited powers of free conference to add that reporting requirement to the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Diesel. And I'd also like to mention to the committee, we do have available to us Kevin Brooks is here from the Department of Fish and Game. Also online, we have Bruce Dale and Natalie Weber. Bruce is the director of the Division of Wildlife, and Natalie is with the Division of Wildlife. So just in case, if we have any questions, I'd like to open the floor for any questions or comments from the committee at this time, if you have any for these folks. Representative Tark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if we could have Mr. Brooks come up and just talk about what we'll see through that report and then a little bit of, on this section, because it came back over for concurrence on the last night, I think one of our very last items, and we didn't actually ever discuss that, so I think just for the record, sort of, just to talk about what the changes are.
Certainly. Mr. Brooks, if you would, please.
The options here, is this one?
How many mics do you need?
Just one.
And you can go ahead and sit close. We're fine with that.
So. Thank you. For the record, Kevin Brooks, Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Fish and Game. Appreciate the conference committee's time this morning to hear HB 137. To the new amendment, I guess first, this is a reporting requirement. We've analyzed the requirement of a lot of the reporting contemplated in the amendment is done currently. In the regulations promulgated by the boards, we have all of the hunts, the bag limits, the residents versus non-residents. And so as we understand the amendment, this would formalize a reporting to the legislature where we would notify the legislature that we've updated the board's activity for the preceding year. We think we can do that with existing staff. It doesn't create a huge burden on the department and would not result in any additional costs or anything like that. And so we would update a fiscal note to that effect to the new version of the bill.
Representative Tark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in that amendment, does it have anything about giving us recommendations on anything? And I guess that's what I wanted to understand, because this was going to sort of broaden application of resident status to non-resident individuals. But does this... This is just more of us getting the information so we have a deeper understanding rather than department making recommendations relative to that policy change.
Through the chair, Representative Tarr, that's correct.
Senator Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a. So is the department making the policy recommendations, and why did we bother confirming a Board of Game here?
Through the chair, Senator Stoltz, all we would be doing would be reporting on the board's activities. We would not be creating policy or...
Mr. Chair, just the response to the question was they would make policy recommendations, so I'll have to analyze. I guess I'm not going to be here more to analyze anything. Maybe I'll be an active citizen. But I don't know who runs the Board of Game. Is it the department or the are they the people's representatives? That was a troublesome statement there.
Mr. Chairman, the Board of Game, they act on delegation from the legislature. They do not work under the direction of the department.
Mr. Chairman, I hope that's cemented and remembered, as it sure slipped a little bit there.
Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Who would we expect this report? How, on an annual basis, when would you expect it to be made available? Every year?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, the amendment calls for notification by February 1st of each year of the previous calendar year's activities.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Brooks while we have him here? Representative Tarr.
Just one. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And not relative to the changes, but just the most recent fiscal note, because I just want to make sure I have that and what our opportunities for the match are. I think it would be this one. Is it fiscal note number 4?
Through the chair, Representative Tarr. So the bill generates an estimated just under $9.1 million in revenue. It's shared, allocated between sport, fishing at about $3.5 million, and on the hunting side, wildlife conservation, about $5.5 million. We're currently undermatched in our federal funds on the wildlife side. There's been a significant increase in Pitt and Robertson funds, so the revenue derived from this bill will certainly help us match that funding. It's three federal dollars to one state dollar. On the fishing side, which comes from our Dingell Johnson program, we currently do not have a match challenge there, but there are other certainly the revenue derived is going to have a beneficial use. One for some of the general fund cuts that have occurred in that division. And then we provided a document to the Resources Committee on some of the intended uses of the funds for both sport fish and wildlife conservation.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Brooks while we have him here? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion about our proposed solution? Any question, comment? Senator Stevens.
I just want to express enormous appreciation for all that you've done, Mr. Chairman, Senator Giesel. The way the bill was written, the amendment did have these enormous unintended consequences. It often happens when we do something on the floor on the fly, not really fully aware. It sounds good at the time, and then you realize later the impact it could have. This would have been devastating to my community, to the guiding industry on Kodiak. Would cut it in half. I mean, I think of all the people and investment they had made over the years in camps and in the years in advance from here that they have already scheduled hunts, you know. So the impact would have been just quite enormous on my community, and I thank you for all the efforts you've gone through to make sure we have improved this. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Senator Giesel, could I have a motion to request a limited powers of free conference?
Mr. Chair, I move that we request limited powers of free conference for House Bill 137 as it relates to Section 29 of the Senate version, Senate CS for House Bill number 137, Finance, amended Senate, related to the Board of Game restrictions on big game hunts for non-residents.
Thank you. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, without objection, the motion is adopted. I'll let the members know that there are two copies of a memorandum that both need to be signed by everyone before we exit the room. So as soon as we receive those additional powers, we'll be contacting everyone's office to schedule our next meeting. I certainly appreciate everyone's time this morning. Thank you very much for being here. With that, Senator Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it scheduled like me? Are we looking at it next week, most likely?
Yes, yeah. I want to make sure that we accommodate all of our members, all of our committee members' schedules. So we'll be in contact. We'll try and do something very early, as soon as we can. Representative Carter.
When will you be sharing the draft amendment?
You know what? I think we're actually going to give that to you before you leave the room.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Sure,
I apologize, I'm not a multitasker. So with that, once we get the paperwork around and get it all signed, once again, I appreciate your time this morning, and we will adjourn.